The first settlers in North America were, of course, Native Americans who had been living there for tens of thousands of years prior to European arrival, and they're central to the story of colonial America. In fact, we might consider this story one of what has been called settler colonialism, a process by which settlers took Native American land and made it their own through chance, through violence, and a series of stories about how they deserved it. The first and arguably very significant European settlers were actually their pathogens, tiny life forms, including epidemic diseases like smallpox, influenza, measles, which decimated native populations and made the land look less settled to the English and others who came there. And of course, the English followed thereafter. They came largely individually to achieve a better life than what they felt was possible at home. Economic motivations were paramount for most. Chance for land ownership and prosperity drove many to make this difficult decision to come across the ocean and try to settle a new land, what seemed to them a new land. A lot of them were young men. They wanted to make money. They wanted to buy land so they could become independent and have their own families. And partly, they were being pushed out of England by poor economic conditions. Around 1600, there was a major population rise, about 40% from 1580 to 1640. There was also a major period of inflation, rising food prices, rising rents, and many people were moving around looking for better opportunities. And some of those people decided to move on to the American colonies, sort of extending the migration they were already doing in England and Britain itself. And a lot of them, especially, were young men. About 80% of the colonists who are recorded in a port register for London in 1635 were men. And mostly they were young men. The average age was about 22. And that is the sort of main English settler in the 17th century.